Hello, this is Don Coco with you from Sacramento, California for Wine Cool Tech with news and views I hope you can use. If you like what you hear here, I really would like to hear from you. You can comment on the show, criticize the show, or just say hello. Oldies at 3wcomputing.com is my email. That's oldies at 3wcomputing.com. Stand by for news and views I hope you can use.
And very special greetings from Sacramento, California. This is Don Coco with you, and many of you know my name on the different lists as DJC. First, I'd like to thank Larry and the team for allowing me to do this blind tech report for you. Today I'm going to be talking about another police scanner for you, and this one is called the Uniden BCD-396T. This is a digital analog scanner. It's a portable unit. It's about the size of a pack of cigarettes. A little bit thinner, though, than a pack of cigarettes, and just slightly smaller, or maybe about the same size. And the set here retails for $500, and no, I don't own the set. I'm borrowing the set from a friend of mine. The set is pretty nice, but not easy to program for blind people, and I'm going to show you the software that comes with the radio. But first of all, let's talk about the radio itself. As I say, this particular unit is a portable unit, and they also make a base unit, which would be its big brother, called the BCD-996. And they retail for about the same price. As I say, I've seen this radio for $500, or right in that area. The radio comes with the cable you need that'll plug into the side of the radio, and you will then be able to program the radio with software. It does come with its own software. It comes with UASD software. However, that software, I found, is not especially speech-friendly. So you probably will not want to use the software that comes with the radio. We're going to use another software package, though, called ARC, that's A-R-C, 396T. And ButelSoftware.com is where you can pick up this software, as well as other software for other Radio Shack scanners, such as the new Pro 528 and many of the other Uniden scanners. You can pick up software through Butel Software. That's B-U-T-E-L Software.com. So let's describe the radio to you. I'm going to pick the radio up, hold it in my hand. On the front of the set, you have 16 buttons, and that's all you have. You only have 16 buttons on the set. And the buttons go as follows, and I'll read them from left to right. Well, yeah, that probably is the easiest way. I always found reading from left to right is the best way to learn a radio. And the buttons on the left are the different function buttons followed by the numpad. So they go like this, from left to right. You have the top left is hold. Then you have 1, 2, 3. The second row is from left to right, scan. And then 4, 5, 6. The third row from left to right is lockout. 7, 8, 9, and the bottom row, going from left to right, is a little, on the left side, there's a little recessed button. It's slightly smaller than the, or it's recessed, slightly indented. This is the on, off, and function button for the radio. And then you have the minus symbol, or I'll call it the minus symbol, then the zero, and the number sign symbol. So it's just like a telephone keypad in that regard. The radio is pretty cool when you switch it on. It sounds like a cell phone. It really has that quality. Also, this beautiful radio has tremendous volume. It's really, really good. I've had it on the street. On the top of the set, I guess I might as well finish describing the set for you, is a rubber ducky antenna on the left side of the set. Now, this particular set uses an SMS connector, and this particular connector means that it screws in. It doesn't use a BNC connector. So if you wanted to hook up a BNC antenna to the set, you would need to have an adapter, which you might be able to find at probably ham store or that sort of thing. I'm not even sure if Radio Shack would sell them. They may. I'm not really sure. But it does have an SMS connector, and the advantage, I guess, for SMS connectors is they actually screw tight into the radio, and Uniden probably felt it would be better to use those than a BNC, because BNC connectors can break fairly easily, and this is true, they do. I know, I broke one on one of my radios. So they can break fairly easily if you're not real careful. In the middle of the top here, we have a earphone pin. You can plug in your standard 1/8 inch pin, or millimeters, I think they call it nowadays, don't they? And then on the right side of the top, you have a volume control, and also this is a channel control. And the way it works is you would press it down, and you'll hear a beep, and then you can turn the volume up or down, and then you would press it down again. And what this does is it gives you a channel. It's sort of a notched, like that. It's a notch type of control. On the left side of the set, you have two switches. The bottom and the top switch, they go up and down. They're like rocker switches, and they're rubberized. And the set is a beautiful rubberized border, by the way. I must say, very impressive that way. These switches here are used for scanning, as far as being able to scan. When you buy the radio, it'll come with all kinds of pre-programmed banks in it. Now, you may or may not want these, and we didn't want them here. We've actually cleared the radio. We also updated the radio's firmware. I'll talk about how I did that in just a moment for you. On the right side of the set, at the top of the set, you have a rubberized type of plug. And this is your data port. You lift up the rubberized plug, and then you plug in the data connector to the set. It uses by default, it comes with a data cable that they'll supply, and it's a serial interface cable that will go into the back of your computer, and at the other end it has this little, almost like a flat type of a port. It's a 3 or 4 pin port. Down below that on the right hand side is the power pin. The set runs on 3 rechargeable AA batteries, which is very cool. You can always get batteries for it. And I tested it very extensively on battery, ran them down and everything, and I got a good 12 hours out of the set. So it'll run for quite a while, again, depending on what volume you have. I don't like my scanners too terribly loud. I like them at medium volume, so that's the way I generally do it. Now, that's the description of the set. And let's power the set on for you. And by the way, on the display, when the set is turned off, it does show that the batteries are fully charged or charging or that sort of thing. Of course, the set does have a light in it. Now, for a blind person, I want to say right away, the set is not easy to program. And that's why we're using software. And this is not going to be an extensive review of the software by any means. I positively have not been able to program in a conventional radio system. I've been able to program trunk radio systems thanks to the databases at radioreference.com. But I have not been able to program in conventional systems. I think I'm following all the directions to do it, and I just can't get it to work. So I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I haven't been able to figure that out. And, of course, some of these things may not be the most speech-friendly with... I'm using WindowEyes here, and some of these things are not the most speech-friendly. And the reason for that is that there's probably some boxes that are checkboxes or graphics that you have to click on the screen, and this can make it very difficult. So the software is not the easiest to use, but when I did try the UASD software from Uniden that they supply for free, I positively couldn't get it to work. So Butel's ARC 396T software is what we'll be demonstrating for you today. So let's turn the set on. I'm going to just give you an idea how the set works. Now, what I've done here, before I turn the set on, let me explain this to you. I've set up 3 banks. Now, the Uniden, the way they want you to think of their radios, they don't want you to call them banks anymore. They want you to call them systems and groups. And you can program more than one system under one hotkey. This radio will store better than 6,000 frequencies. And yes, it will be able to take advantage of the new 700 megahertz band when that becomes available. It covers from 25 megahertz up to 1.3 gigahertz, of course excluding the cellular and the UHF TV bands. You don't get those on any radio, but that's an FCC restriction here in the United States. Anyway, I don't know about other countries. If you buy radios in other places, they may have different requirements, but here they don't give you those bands. And the cellular bands, you wouldn't care about those anyway because they're all digitally encoded today. You can't even hear cell conversations anymore. It's funny, every once in a while I'll be reading on a list and somebody will ask, could I have some cell frequencies, or is there any modifications so we can open the cell bands? Well, the truth is, I'm not going to do you any good anymore, guy. It's all digital today. And all you hear is white noise or that sort of thing. Okay, so we're going to turn the set on. So I'm going to press the bottom left button, a little recess button on the bottom of the set. I'll put the setup near my microphone here, my speaker, and it has a very nice little speaker in the bottom of the set here as well. And the display, as I said, is up on the front on top. So let's turn the set on, and I think I said already, this reminds me of a cell phone, the way it powers on and everything. What it's going to do is it's going to power itself on, and then it's going to take a couple of seconds as it loads the information into the radio. So here we go. I'm going to start the setup right now. Set is now on, and we're waiting for it to... There it is. It's now powered itself on, and here's the Sacramento police boy. Let me give it a little bit of volume.
Factory 5 notification.
Give you a little volume so you can get an idea of what it sounds like. Now,
RCG Medic 15 notification.
Now I have the Sacramento police in bank 2 here, and if I wanted to lock out the bank, I would just press the number 2 key on the keypad, and the 3 beeps you heard just locked it out. Now I have other banks in the radio. Bank 1 is the, that's our power company. Bank 3 is the Elk Grove Unified School District, and I put that in just as a test bank. So all banks at the moment are locked out. I can put it back on Bank 2, press the Bank 2, it comes right back on. It's already scanning, but I can press the scan button, and it will go from channel to channel. Sacramento is very busy, of course, so it never stops, like all of these departments. Now, if I want to adjust the volume, I'll press the knob at the top right side of the set down, and it will beep, and I'll let it go, and then I'll turn the volume down. There we go. Let's give that a try. And I'll put it back in scan. As you can hear, it's very, very low now. So, there you go. That's the first introduction to the set. Now we want to talk about the software and how the software works. Now, as I said, the software is not the easiest to use. I've got to honestly tell you that. Even after a couple of weeks of borrowing the set from my friend, I'm still somewhat struggling with the software. It positively is not as intuitive as I'd certainly like to see it. But in the case of what I'm doing for my friend here, who lives in a different city, he does not live here in Sacramento, I'm going to make sure that when I return his radio to him, that the radio is in proper working condition for his area. And I believe I can at least accomplish that. Oh, by the way, on the back of the set, it does come with a belt clip. Now, belt clips are not the most secure. They're all right. What I would recommend... If I own this set, what I would do is I would buy from Uniden a leather case that they make. It sells for, I believe, $50 in that area. And you can probably get these cases at other places such as littlecase.com and scanmaster.com. Places like that sell the cases. So you might want to think about... In fact, if you have a radio, it's always a good idea to buy a case because that, first of all, protects the radio. If you have it out in weather, rain, or whatever, you know, it protects it from that to some degree anyway. And also, most of them come with a heavy belt loop. I know that mine comes with a very heavy belt loop. And the belt goes through the loop, and that way, they can't grab the radio. It also has a little locking mechanism at the top. At least my radio, my case does. I bought mine from ScanMaster.com. And it's a very, very nice case. So, you might think about a leather case for your portable radios. It is always a help to have those. And there are different prices. They range in price from, it depends what you want. You know, you can buy a case as little as $20, or you can buy them as high as, you know, $50, $60, depending on what you're looking for. So think about a case for your portable radios. Okay, well, what we want to do now is we're going to start up the software, and we're going to demonstrate the software for you. I'm going to just give you a brief introduction to the software. I cannot give you an extensive introduction to it. It's very complicated software, but I'm going to at least try and show you how I program a system into the radio. So we're going to, first of all, we're going to start up the software.
Start menu, button, start.
And let's go to programs.
Power, programs, people,
and now button. I'm going to just up. Arrow until I find Butel. There it is, Butel, and I'm going to hit return there. And the first client I have is the Butel EasyStream client. I'm just going to talk about this client. Won't show that today, but talk about that. That's a freeware client that you might want to download if you're interested in listening to fire departments from around the country. People have scanners connected to in their cities to different fire departments. And Butel, which is located in the Netherlands, by the way, offers this client for free so that people can listen to fire departments. So if you're interested in that, you might want to pick up the EasyStream free client. I'm now going to down arrow.
ARC 396.
And I'm going to hit return.
ARC 396 for BCD 396 here.
And it says ARC 396 for BCD 396T. And if I down arrow,
ARC 396 software manual.
I have the manual. It's 83 pages. If I down arrow, and it's in PDF, by the way. If I down arrow,
clone an item BCD 396TC.
I can clone an item. And if I down arrow again,
ARC 396 for BCD 396 here.
I come back to the ARC 396 software. No uninstaller here. You can uninstall the software from the control panel. So in case you do decide you want to uninstall the software. And as I said earlier, this is the best software I have found so far. This software, while difficult to use at best, will at least get you by. Let's hit return on it now. And we're going to wait till it comes up on the screen.
Menu closed.
And it's getting ready. It takes a minute to load because it has to load system files and all kinds of stuff that it needs to load.
ARC 396 software for BCD 396T. Thunder IT6 form DC. Multi-document window.
Okay, the software is now up on the screen. First thing I would like to do is I would like to show you the virtual control panel. The virtual control panel simulates the entire front of the set. It shows all the buttons, that sort of thing, and I'm going to show you that. The way I get to the virtual control panel is I hit F12.
ARC 396 virtual control basic. Custom control.
And I'm now in the control panel. And I might mention about this software, there are two versions of the software available. There's the basic version, which is a version I'm using here. And you do want to register the software. I believe it's $30 to register the software. If you want the Pro Edition of the software, I believe that's $70 to register the Pro Edition. And the only differences are that in the Pro Edition, it'll allow you to record and log entries. So say you're not home in the daytime. You leave the cable connected, the serial cable connected, and you wouldn't be home. And it will record, apparently. That's what I'm told anyway. It'll record the transmissions. And apparently it'll pause when there's nothing coming in. And if you were working all day, you wanted to hear what was going on at the end of the day, or if you're in law enforcement or that sort of thing, you might want this the Pro package. But for our needs here, the basic package works just fine. Now I'm going to use the mouse pointer.
Custom control. Custom control.
Because when I press the tab key, it says custom control.
Custom control. Custom control. Custom control.
And that doesn't help me very much. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the top left of the screen. And using Window Ice's mouse pointer keys, I'm going to down arrow.
ARC 396 virtual control basic.
It shows ARC 396 virtual control basic at the top.
Money. Mute. Money.
And then it's the first one.
Money. O-N-I-M.
Says monitor. And then down below it says, at least I think that's what it's saying. It's Muni. It's but I think that's monitor is what it means.
Add.
And then down below that, it says
mute.
Mute.
Add. Add.
And then down below that,
A-T.
It says A-T. And then down below that, there are two squares.
Volume.
And down below that is it's where it says volume. Now, the way the volume works with this is you would left-click either one of the two squares. They're like arrows up and down. You would left-click them, and that'll turn the volume either up or down. Let's see if we can show you that.
Left. 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 Left.
I'm turning the volume up on the set.
Left. 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 Left.
Now turn the set down.
Left. 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 Left.
Like that.
Left. 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 Left.
Down below that.
Volume.
Is a squelch, and again you have two squares. Let me see if we can show you how the squelch works. I'm going to actually, so I can show you the squelch, I'm going to actually set the set to where there's no scanning going on right now, and I'm going to press the bottom square, or the down arrow, I guess I would call it.
Left. Left. Left.
And as you can hear, there's the squelch noise. Now I'm going to up arrow once, and I'm going to press the top square.
Left.
And I've just
left
killed the squelch. And I'll back it off a couple of notches, because one notch might be a little bit too sensitive. So I backed it off a couple of notches.
Squelch. Hold rest.
Down below that, you have hold.
Hold rest.
Is what that's called. And that's where you can actually hold the signal.
Oh. L.
If I left-click on hold.
Left.
It actually is holding and locking it up on the data channel.
Scan.
Now if I press scan.
Left.
I'm getting the beep, the error beep, and that's because I don't have the channels on at the moment. I'll press the bank, or bank 2. There we go. And now it's, of course, back in scan.
Hold rest, scan. Left.
And it is scanning.
Hello.
Down below that, you have lockout. So if you have a channel, I won't press that, but if I were to press that on channel, it would lock out the group that I'm listening to there. I don't want to do that.
Light.
Then down below that, you have the light. I think you can make adjustments to the light right there.
FCC.
Down below that, you have something that says FCC. That's the database. You can actually look up through the FCC database. The call letters of a station or frequencies, that sort of thing.
One. Two.
And then down below that, you have the different one. Buttons, like the buttons on the keypad.
Left.
See, that's button one.
Two. Left.
That's button two.
Three. Left.
That's button three.
Four. Left.
And button four, I got an error beep.
Five. Left.
And button five, I got an error beep, and so on, because I only have three buttons programmed into the radio. Okay.
Six, seven, eight, nine.
And they go just in a row. You know, I'm just down arrowing, or I'm sorry, I'm down mousing, if you will, with Windowize's mouse pointer with the 2 key is how I'm doing this.
Zero. Enter.
And then down below that, we have enter. And that's, if I were to try and type in a frequency, you press enter, of course. That's how you store a frequency.
No. Yes.
And then down below that, it says no, yes.
F. You right mouse to type long enough.
And then down below that, it says F. And I think this is a function mode, if I'm not mistaken.
Menu.
And then down below that, you have menu.
Push.
And then down below that, you have push.
C call. C call enough. CC band. Set close call band.
And then you have C call and CC bands. I'm not really too sure about these options, and I don't want to confuse you, so I'm not going to explain what these do because I'm not really sure. But basically, a closed or an open mode on a trunk system, if it's open, you listen to all transmission, although you can still lock out, you know, your garbage or whatever you don't want to listen to. In closed mode, you only listen to selected groups that you have programmed into the radio.
Serve, SRC.
Then we have serve and SRC. I believe that stands for search.
Settings.
Then down below that we have settings.
T out.
Then we have T out, which would be tone out.
Oh, please. T out. Sacramento radio.
And then it shows, down below it shows Sacramento radio. That's the group that's on at the moment.
EGPD detectives.
And it will tell me down below here, it says who's talking.
Rancho Cordova P.
It's showing right now the Rancho Cordova police is talking.
Rancho Cordova P.
And they abbreviate everything on the screen. Rancho Cordova police is talking. We'll wait till it goes to another one here.
SSDCH1 North.
And then there's the...
Fire Comma 2.
There's Fire 2 that just was talking a second ago.
Arabs. 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 I-A-I-R-O-P-S.
And then there's the Air Ops, and there's the...
CHPD-1.
CHPD-1 is talking. That's the district I live in, is North Sacramento. And then down below...
867.6875.
It will show you which frequency is actually being transmitted at the moment.
867.6875.
Right at the moment, 867.8675 is transmitting. And it just moved off. And when I hear it stop, I will...
868.9625.
Now it's just scanning. They're not talking at the moment.
868.9625.
Now they're talking.
866.6375.
866.6375 is talking at the moment. So pretty cool. I mean, you can actually see the groups.
CHPD1.
That's CHPD1, you know, the group that's talking.
Sacramento Radio.
And up at the top, right above that, it says Sacramento Radio. In other words, the regional radio system here in Sacramento is talking.
SACFIRE Command.
There's SACFIRE Command now talking.
CHPD1.
And the CHPD1 again talking as it scans around. And that's pretty cool because my Pro 97, while I can program the radio, it doesn't have a virtual control panel. And I'm not able to actually have it scan when the cable is plugged in. The Pro 97 is designed different and won't do that. And that's really too bad. This is the coolest feature, I think, of this software, is this virtual control panel. So if you're listening, you know, and you can leave the cable plugged in, if you have it next, like I have it next to me on the desk here, you leave it plugged in and you can actually see who's actually talking. Okay, I'm now going to come out of the control panel. I'm going to hit Alt F4. And we're back at the main screen.
Help button.
Now we have lots of options here.
ARC 396 software for
at the top it says ARC 396 for BCD 396T down below.
Help button.
You have a help menu down below that.
Hide button.
You have a hide button.
Overview button.
Down below that you have an overview button.
Quick keys.
Down below you have quick keys. And these are similar to what would be banks on the older radios, okay? Quick keys, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they're sort of the same idea. They go from 1 to 99 on the radio. Now, you can, for sure, you can set more than one system up in under each quick key. So you can have more systems under each quick key. The BCD396 will store better than 6,000 frequencies, and that's why it's so expensive. It'll do analog and digital and all that for you. It's a very elaborate radio. And it should work just fine when the new band plan assignments go into effect in 2009. It really is quite an elaborate radio here.
New system 1.
Now, down below that, it says new system 1. Now, let's say I highlight that for you. Or, I'll tell you what, before I highlight that for you, let's retrieve the settings from the software. Let's do that for you. And the way we're going to do that is we're going to press F5.
Read data, system start in scanner, top, bottom, 1, name, Sacramento Monica, type, mod, type 2900, 1, list view, top, 1, name, Sacramento Monica, type, mod, type 2900, 1, 3.
Now, at the top here, it's a list box, and it says Sacramento Municipal is what it's saying. Again, they truncate words, because you only have up to like 16 characters on a display, so they can only get so much data on a screen. So at the top it says
top 1 name Sacramento Monica type mod type 2900 1 3.
Sacramento Muni or MUN, I think it's saying, or MUNI maybe. And then it says mod type 2900 1 3. In other words, there's three different systems in the radio and that's the first one. If I down arrow
2 name Sacramento Radio type mod type 2800 2 3.
Sacramento Radio. That's our regional communication system. That's the county trunking system here for Sacramento. Our police, our fire, our ambulances, our buses, our trash, all the city services are on that system there. And that's an 800 system. And it shows that, and it shows, again, also that's Motorola Type 2 or Mott Type 2. And then the bottom one.
Bottom 3, name, Elk Grove Unify, type, mod, type 1, 3, 3.
Elk Grove Unify, and that stands for Elk Grove Unified School District. And I put that one in basically as a test, is what I did. And that shows that is 3 of 3. So there you go, and that's how that works.
Group 1E, new system 1.
Now at the
left,
we have it says new system 1 here, and if I
left.
If I use the mouse pointer and I highlight it, I can tab and show you some of the options, I think.
Top, bottom, 1, name, new system 1, type, con, 1, list view.
It shows new system 1 if I tab again.
Delete system S button.
Delete systems. If I wanted to delete the systems, I could do that.
Read data, add system S to browser, shapefiles, unchecked.
I can read data and I can add the system to the browser, and what that does is that just pops up the web page with the system and shows me the system.
Custom control.
Then we have custom controls.
Reset scanner button.
I can reset the scanner. If I do that, what that's going to do is it's going to clear its memory. And we are not going to do that at this point. I will be doing that for my friend before I return the radio to him, but at this point, we're not going to do that.
Exit program mode button.
Then we can exit the program mode.
Select all button.
We can select all systems.
Unselect all button.
Unselect all.
Unselect all button.
And then they have another unselect all button.
Select all button.
And another select all button. They got several of these. It makes it a little bit confusing because you wonder, well, which one of these am I supposed to press?
Custom control.
More custom controls.
Custom control. Custom control. Custom control. Custom control.
Lots of custom controls here, and I don't know what any of these do.
Custom control. Send to scanner button.
Send to scanner. So if I was done programming the radio, I could send this information to the scanner.
Custom control. Clear all systems first. Checkbox. Unchecked.
I can clear all systems first. So say I worked up a bunch of new systems. I can clear all systems. When I send to the scanner, it's gonna pop up a box. Do you want to clear all the systems in the radio? I tell it yes. It will do that. And then it will send the new information that I've given the software.
Check button.
Then we have a check button. I'm not sure what that does.
Override systems with same name. Checkbox. Unchecked.
Override systems with same name. So let's say I was programming more than one radio system, and I called them both, say, Sacramento Radio. It might make one Sacramento Radio and the other one Sacramento Radio 1, or maybe 1 and 2, that sort of thing.
Button. Send all systems. Radio button. Checked.
Then
two.
We
two.
Can tell it send all systems, or we have a radio button.
Top. Send selected systems. Radio button.
Send selected systems is what we can do. And we will be sending a selected system in just a few minutes for you.
Delete all. Button.
Delete all. It will clear the radio.
Read. Button.
And you can read from the scanner.
Switch scanner off. Checkbox. Uncheck.
We can switch the scanner off if we wanted to do that.
Command 22. Button.
Then we have a couple of buttons. I'm not sure what they do. Command 22, it says.
Command 23. Button.
And Command 23. I'm positively not sure what those do.
Top. Read data. Read selected system. Radio button. Checked. 1. Oh, 2.
And we're back to...
System start and scanner. Button. 3. Name.
And then it shows... Again, it shows the different type systems. So there we are. We're at that point. Now, what I would like to do now is I would like to go to the radio reference database, and you will... If you do want to use programming software, you will want to buy an account through Radio Reference Database. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to actually go to Radio
System
Reference
button.
Database here. Oh, first of all, I'm going to get out of this particular screen. Before I do that, I'm going to just hit Alt F4. And that puts me back in the main screen. I was just in the System Editor screen. And let's take a look, before I actually go to Radio Reference, let's take a look at the pull-down menus on the software here for you.
File pull-down.
We have a file. I'm going to pull that one down.
New system in.
New system. I can type, hit return on this, or type N, or control N, whatever it is, and it will give me a new system.
Quick save all systems queue.
Quick save all systems queue. This is good when you're working on a system, you don't have it finished. What it does is it generates quite a number of data files. And this is pretty handy. It will actually do that for you.
Open system file O.
Then we have open system with O.
Save system S.
Save system.
Save system as S.
Save system as. And so there's several different ways to save a system. You can give it names, you know, whatever you'd like to call it. The radio, the system, if you go onto Quick Systems and you save it that way, it'll save it with a default name, but perhaps you have another name you'd prefer to use.
Close System C.
Close System, which is a system, if you're working on a system, you want to close it, you can do that.
Open Profile O.
Open Profile. Profile is a, I'm not actually sure how profiles work. I was looking at that today, and I'm a little confused as to how that part of the software works. I'm sure in the manual it tells you exactly what it is. I guess you can open a profile. I don't know if that's where you put in notes or how that actually works.
Save profile as.
We can save the profile.
Save profile as.
We can save the profile as.
Close profile C.
We can close the profile.
Close all systems C.
Close all systems, which is good when you want to get back to the very beginning of the thing if you've got a lot of systems on the screen.
Import a pull-down.
Import will allow you to import a CSV file, and once you import a CSV file, you can actually store that in your radio as well. That's, again, just another way of writing to the radio.
Profile creator P.
Profile creator lets you create a profile, and I found that a little complicated. I was looking at that, and it's a little bit complicated. I don't quite understand what they want me to do. As I say, there's lots about this software I don't know, and I'm just trying to give you the basics here.
Clear all backup files.
Clear all backup files, which you can do if you got tons and tons of backup stuff. You can tell it to clear.
Create system SE.
Create system.
Exit.
And exit. So those are the type of things that you have available in the first menu. The next menu is the View menu.
System editor checked.
We have a system editor, And that's checked, and we have
configuration editor C.
The configuration editor. And the configuration editor is where you configure the quick keys, or if you will, the bank on offs, like 1, 2, 3, that sort of thing.
And then we have BCD 396.
We have the BCD 396. That's the next menu.
Read data F5.
Read data F5 is how you do it.
Send data to F6.
Send data to the scanner, F6.
Virtual control, F12.
The virtual control panel is F12.
RS-232 communication setup, C.
And the communication RS-232 setup is C. And the reason you may or may not need to do that is, say you plug in your, you get your scanner, you plug in your communication port, plug in the serial cable, and plug in the radio to it, and it won't talk to the communication port. You may need to change it. For example, on my Win97 software with my Pro97, the configuration COM port it uses is COM3. However, on this particular radio, by default, it uses COM1, and I didn't have to make any adjustment here. I plugged in the software and plugged in the cable, and I was good to go.
Read RF5.
So there we go, and that's that menu there. Then we have
Internet button.
We have the Internet menu.
Radio reference database.
We have the radio reference database is the menu we have here.
Menu
and then we can go to setup, and we have options here.
Software options. Yes.
Software options.
Quick keys. Button.
Quick keys.
Software options. Yes.
And that's all we have under that menu. And then,
menu
see what else we have here.
Internet button. Setup button. Help button.
And when, then we have the help menu.
Open software menu.
Open software manual.
About,
which will tell you about the software that ButelSoftware.com makes it in the Netherlands.
Open software menu.
And that's all you have.
Menu, SunDrive,
and I believe that's it.
Setup button, help button, system button, file button, system, restore R.
And then the standard system stuff applies, restore,
move, and disable.
Move,
size, F disabled.
Size,
minimize,
and minimize,
maximize, X disabled.
Maximize,
close, CL, F4.
And close.
Restore R.
And there you go.
Menu closed.
That's all the information. So, what I'd like to do now is I'd like to demonstrate the software for the from the radio reference database for you, and that's what we're going to do right now. Now, you can right-click on many of these functions with the context menu key to get things to do things. The software is quite mouse-intensive, I would say that. However, I think perhaps it will work better with JFW than it does with WindowEyes because basically it's a spreadsheet type of design is what we have. Now we're going to teach you basically how to program a radio using radioreference.com. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to type Alt-I.
Radio reference database R.
And that says radio reference database. I'm going to hit return.
Thunder IP6 form DC, mode document window, menu closed, www.radioreference.com web service, rich edit.
And it shows, it comes up as an edit box, and it shows radioreference.com. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to just tab across. It's going to show my username, my password, and then a couple of list boxes, which at the moment are empty because I have to connect to the service. Keep in mind that you do have to pay for the service if you do want to use the databases at the service. And the beautiful thing about using the radio reference databases is you can download to your radio and install everything very, very quickly. You hardly need to do anything at all. There's a couple of steps, but basically it's very, very quick. I can set up a radio in a couple of minutes using the radio reference databases, and they do tend to keep them accurate. That's the beautiful thing about this particular service. A lot of people pay for this service, and they do keep their databases accurate because they get the calls from the Federal Communications System. And by the way, if you're in other parts of the world, the radio reference database does cover all parts of the world. However, in the database portion here that I'm using, it shows the U.S. and Canada. It does not show other parts of the world. So if you wanted to import, say, frequencies from Australia, you certainly could do that, but what you would have to do is you would have to search at the radio reference database specifically for your county or town, for example, Sydney, Australia. And that would be probably the easiest way to find what you're looking for. Do they cover everything in the world? No, I won't make that claim. Can't promise that I can find frequencies for Iraq, but you never know. People are all over the world, and they're always contributing frequencies that they're listening to and updated information. So you might be able to find just what you're looking for. But in the U.S., you should be able to find most of the common frequencies, in Canada too. So right now what we're going to do is I'm just going to tab across, because the first field is my username, second field is my password, and I'm just going to tab over to the connect button.
Connect button.
And I'm now on the connect button, and I'm going to press the space bar on it.
Combo edit box button.
Now it pops up with a combo edit box in the bottom here.
Button left done.
And at the bottom of the screen it shows done. It shows that I am now connected to the radio reference database. What I'm going to do at this point is I'm going to shift tab.
Connect button. County. Combo box.
And the first thing I'm going to do.
State. Top. Select state. 1 of 54.
I'm going to locate the state I'm interested in. In this case, it's Arizona is what I'm working with, because this is where I'm going to program the system.
Connect button.
And what it does is it pops you back to the connect button. You're going to have to actually shift tab each time till you locate what you want.
State, Alabama, 2.
That's Alabama. That's not what I need.
Connect button.
I'm pressing A again. I'm pressing
county,
the first
state,
letter.
Alaska, 3.
That's Alaska.
Combo
that's still not what I need.
Connect state, Arizona, 4.
This Arizona. That is what I need. So I'm going to tab one more time.
County, top. Select county, 1.
And I'm now going to locate the county that I'm interested in. In this case, the county is part of Phoenix. It's called Maricopa. So we're going to look for, I'm going to press M.
Connect button. County, Maricopa, 9.
And there it is.
Combo box.
I've now located Maricopa County, and that's what I'm interested in. Now I'm going to tab.
Connect button.
I'm already connected. That's just a connect button.
View system, top, select system, 1 of 28.
Now we have 28 different systems here, and we're interested in one particular system. We're going to just down arrow. We'll read them for you.
Arizona Department of Transportation, Phoenix, Motorola, 2 of
28. This is the Department of Transportation is the first system, and it chose Motorola.
Arizona Public Service Corporation, Motorola, 3 of 28.
The Public Service Corporation is Motorola. We're not interested in these, but we'll read them for you anyway.
Central Arizona Water Conservation District, Open Sky, 4 of 28.
The Phoenix,
Central Arizona Water Conservation District.
Central Water Conservic District.
Central Arizona Water Conservation District, Open Sky.
Conservation District. Pardon me if I have trouble reading these. I'm not familiar with this area, of course, of the country. I don't live there. And that's an open sky system. An open sky system is a type of system that cannot be monitored. So if you have an open sky system in your area, you positively may not monitor that system with any radio. That system will not work. Next one.
Chandler Public Safety Motorola, 5 of 28.
Chandler Public Safety, Motorola. Well, my friend doesn't live there, so we don't need to worry quite about that just yet. Next one.
Chandler Regional Hospital LTR, 6 of 28.
Chandler Regional Hospital System, that's what's called an LTR system. And that's a different type of trunking system. These are all trunking systems, by the way.
Cormorant, Motorola, 7 of 28.
Cormorant, Motorola.
Federal Correctional Institution, Phoenix, Motorola, 8 of 28.
Federal Correction Institution in Phoenix. That might be interesting listening. Who knows, huh?
Fisher Wireless Team Talk LTR, 9 of 28.
Fisher Wireless, and these are private companies, but a lot of them here.
Gila River Casinos LTR, 10 of 28.
Curalevo Casinos.
Glendale Public Safety Project 25.
Glendale Public Safety Project 25. The Project 25, that's another type of system. And I'm not sure if Project 25 can be monitored or not. I think it can be. I think the only one that can't be is monitored are two systems. Sky cannot be monitored, and Passport, I think, is the other one that cannot be monitored. Any other system should be pretty much okay. Although there are lots of trunk systems in use, and they keep coming out with new ones, so who really knows?
Ian Communications LTR, 12 of 28.
Ian Communications LTR, that's not of interest to us.
Luke Air Force Base, Motorola, 15 of 28.
Air Force Base, Luke Hale Air Force Base. That's a Motorola system. Now, it doesn't say whether they're Motorola Type 1s or 2s at this point.
Maricopa County, Motorola, 14 of 28.
Okay, Maricopa County, Motorola. That may be what we're interested in. Let's look at one more.
Mesa Communications, Motorola, 15.
And Mesa Communications, Motorola. Well, we're not interested in anything further on the list. We're going to go, arrow once up.
Maricopa County, Motorola,
14, to Maricopa County, and that is our interest right there. So what we're going to do now is we're going to tab.
Combo, edit box, 0 of 306.
306, that's a spreadsheet right there, but we're not interested in that specifically. We're going to tab again.
View system, button.
We're going to view the system.
Top, 1 of 15, no
and
select
we're going to go to this list box. Now it shows 15 items here.
2 of 15, no select. 3 of 15. 2. Top. 1 of 15. Top. Thompson Pete Scottsdale. 1 of 15.
Okay, now I erred one more time because there are a lot of systems here. That box that was saying 2 and 3, that's the different systems. Now,
white tanks. 2 of 15.
They show a lot of systems here, and the one I'm interested in is the top one, Thompson Peak Scottsdale, is the system I'm interested in. So I'm going to select it.
Top Thompson Peak Scottsdale. 1
with the space bar.
Top Maricopa County Services. 1 of 11. No selected items.
Now it shows a bunch of services, and I'm going to be able to select what I'm going to be interested in monitoring here.
Chandler Police. 2 of 11. Top Maricopa County Services. 1 of 11.
They show county services, and that might be trash or whatever. I'm not really sure.
Chandler Police. 2 of 11.
Chandler Police would be the next one.
Maricopa County Sheriff Sales. 3 of 11.
Maricopa. I'm sorry. Again, I don't live there. County Sheriff Jails. I am interested in that, so I'm going to highlight that one.
Maricopa County Sheriff Sales. 3 of 11. Maricopa County Sheriff Court. 4 of 11.
The court. I'm going to select that one as well.
Maricopa
I'm
County
interested
Sheriff
in that.
4 of 11. Maricopa County Sheriff. 5 of 11.
The Maricopa County Sheriff. Well, yes, I'm certainly interested in that.
Maricopa County Sheriff. 5 of 11. Scottsdale Police, 6 of 11.
Then they have other systems. Now, my friend does not live in these outlining areas, so he probably doesn't want these. Scottsdale Police.
Scottsdale Services, 7
Scottsdale
of
Services.
Maricopa County Probation, 8 of 11.
Maricopa County Probation. Well, yeah, he probably would like to know what's going on there, so
Maricopa
we'll highlight
probation,
that one.
8 of 11. Paradis Valley Police, 9 of 11. Unselected.
Paradis Valley Police. I'm not sure what area that is, and he probably wouldn't be interested in that.
Surprise Police, 10 of 11.
Unselected. Surprise Police. Not sure what area that is.
Bottom, Avondale, 11 of 11.
And
unselected.
Avondale. So I've now selected the systems that I'm interested in here.
Edit box. Edit box.
And then we have just a couple of edit boxes.
View all systems in this county. Button.
Now I can view the systems in the county if I want. That will pop up a just a regular browser page, which will show you the different systems.
View state information button.
And I can view the state information if I want to do that. Anyway, I'm just going to look on the screen down at the bottom of the screen with the mouse pointer.
Bottom left. Done. Data was saved in C program files.
And it shows me where it saved data. It has already done that
done.
For me. It saves the data in case I want to use
only.
It again.
Check.
Now, control channel only. Checkbox checked. If I check this box, actually by default it is checked. Means that actually what's going to do is it's going to import just the control channels into the radio. And the reason that's okay is because with this type of a radio, all you need is the control channels in the radio.
System quick key.
Now, system quick key.
Create system button.
And I do want to give it a system quick key. First of all, I'm going to turn the radio on because the radio was not on. I'm now going to do that, and I've done that. And I'm going to give it a system quick key. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to left click.
Left. System quick key. 0 of 101.
And I'm going to tell it which quick key I want to assign. Well, I'm going to make it easy for my friend.
Top. None. 1, 0, 3, 2, 101, 1, 3, 3.
I'm going to assign quick key number 1. In other words, when he presses the number 1 on his keypad, this will actually turn the system on for him so he can monitor it. And if he presses 2 on the keypad, it will give him something else. That's basically the idea.
Create system button.
Now,
unselect all button.
Let's see. I've got unselect all.
Select all.
Select
button.
All.
Unselect all. Button.
Unselect all.
Select all.
Select
button.
All.
View map of Sidetails and Greg.
View the map.
Avondale.
And then it shows me all. Now, if I
select all button.
Select all and unselect all.
Unselect all button.
I don't think it will do it. So I think what I want to do is do it the way I'm doing
unselect
it here.
All. Create system button.
Let's ask it to create the system. That's what we want to do. Now I've done this. So I'm going to close the database, because I'm done with the database, so we're going to just Alt-F4. Okay, so I have the information now, and I've highlighted Maricopa County in the reference here, and now I'm ready to send the information. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell it to send the data, and I'm using my mouse pointer to do that.
Send selected system. Radio button.
I've told it to select. There's a radio button. You can send all systems or selected systems. I've also told it to clear every other system in the radio because I only want to send Maricopa County. So this is what I'm going to do.
Clear all systems first.
I've
check
done
box.
That.
Checked.
And I've told it to clear all systems. And now
override systems with same name. Default. Send to scanner.
I'm going
to
ask it to send it to the scanner. So I press
left.
This.
Send to scanner. Button. Yes, why? Button. Dialogue.
It's
going to
ask
warning.
Me if I
this
want to
selected system. Yes,
erase default. Everything.
Yes, why? Button.
And
no
I do.
Button.
So I'm going to type
send
Y.
To custom control.
And it is now
bottom left, 3.
Sending.
Please wait. Erasing system 2.
It's erasing the systems, first of all, is what it's doing here.
Please wait. Erasing system S.
And it says it's erasing the systems. And
zero. TF2-49250860-2625-24920.
Importing the groups for Maricopa County.
10-4956-Mixel-Code-Saker.
Now, of course, I won't be able to hear anything here, naturally, from Maricopa County. However, we will be able to validate that this has been done. Okay. It does show that it's done. Now, does it work? That's the question. That's the question we have. Does it work? Well, it shows that it's there. The rest of the radio shows blank. So it does show there. And, of course, like I say, I won't hear anything because we don't have their control channel. But we do want to validate whether this is actually working. So we're going to press. We're going to go to the virtual control panel with F12. We talked about that earlier. And we're now going to look at the system. At the bottom of the screen, we're just going to look at the bottom of the screen.
860.2625.
Okay. Got a scan.
859.2625. 859.2625.
Okay, as you can see, it is scanning the system.
860.2625.
Now, as you can hear, it's
Pike County, RCH, it's Pike County.
Actually saying lots of things, but it,
Pike County,
it
RCH,
can't, since it can't get the talk group, of course, we can't, we're unable to hear anything, so it's not locking on a channel, so it's not able to read the IDs. However, it does look like it is actually working properly.
860.2625.
Let's have some final thoughts now on this radio, as I've showed you now how to operate the radio.
Yes, detect, 202.
First of all, what do I think? I think it's a great radio for $500 worth of radio. I think it's difficult for a blind person to operate. That doesn't mean you can't learn, though. I'd say that. Like any technology. I mean, we all thought computers at one point were difficult to operate. So we can learn together, you know. That's the whole idea of being able to learn. It's a wonderful thing that we all do. We learn. The Internet has made us all wiser people, that's for sure, and brought us all together. And I think this is a great radio. Would I buy one? Possibly, if I had the money, yes, because the new digital systems that are on the radio, and there are more and more of them added every day, are coming along, and there is new stuff coming along all the time. So, do I think the radio will come down in price in the next year or two? It's possible with the new HD coming in. I mean, all these radios will have to come down in price if they hope to sell them, the new HD technology and everything. Anyway, I think it's a great radio. And as you saw, it was very simple for me to get it running. Now, did I get it running accurately for my friend? I'll be honest with you, I can't say. I might have, and I might not have. I'm not really sure. I just don't know.
Top, bottom, one, name, Maricopa County. Top,
but as you can see, I'm just reading the system that is stored in the radio, and it shows Maricopa County 1 of 1. So I obviously have programmed the radio with the one hotkey that I wanted, key 1. And he'll be able to turn the key off if he doesn't want it on there. And he'll be able to turn the key on if he wants to do that. When he's in the mood to hear it. And I very well may, before I send this radio back, I may program a couple of the other systems. Maybe I'll program some adjoining counties for him in case he does get into a different area and he does want to turn on a different hotkey. So it's possible I will program a couple more hotkeys for him. But there's an idea on how you work the BCD-396T scanner. And you can find out all the information about this radio at http://butelsoftware.com is where you can find out about their software, and you can also read something about these radios. If you want to buy this radio, you can find it any number of places, everywhere from Communications World to Amazon to just tons of places. Bearcat, of course, makes it, so you can find it through the Bearcat website. The BCD-396T digital portable trunked radio running on 3 pieces of AA battery. It's a great little radio.
Well, that's going to tie the ribbons on today's show from Blind Cool Tech. I'm Don Coco from Sacramento, California. If you have suggestions or comments, I'd like to hear from you. oldies@3wcomputing.com is my email address. That's oldies@3wcomputing.com. Thank you very much for listening. I'll see you on the next Blind Cool Tech.